impossible to stop. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
So what you gonna do since you know now?
There's a war going on outside. It's impossible to stop.
How many predators out there that want me? Let's have a standoff. Now! I come to diminish every one of you bloodsuckers. Hands off! Lay them down!
Now.
All culprits, be alarmed. First officer Dan's reporting for norm. When I'm bringing the storm, I'm all in. Yes, I done stepped in the test of many men.
Then again!
It's a part of my persona like most up to me. Steps on out to all angles. That's how we was trained. Either slay or be slain. It's in the game for my soul to be as cold as the blood of my vein. Knowing my name, help perform abnorm.
First family,
let's get it on. Just keep in mind I'm a marksman. I'm sensitive about that there, so you better watch what you say to me here. Play with this, nowhere to run, so I post to defend. Forgive me, Father, I may sin. And thou shalt remember the code of the street.
Hold heat,
grow deep.
Don't sleep,
or you'll be sleep. Since I arrived, I learned how to survive on this earth. Holding down this turf, now I declare war.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. It's impossible to stop. There's a war going on outside. It's impossible to stop. No man is safe, man is safe. There's a war going on outside.
Tapping in with the One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM. Burner PSFU.
I'm your host, Supreme Freedom Allah, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And I'm Guilty Brilliance Luminary, another conscious knowledge black.
Got my man Digital.
Yeah, it's me, Digital.
Yeah, we got a hot topic amongst our people right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A very hot topic,
yes.
Right? Black History Month, we getting down to the nitty gritty, you know what I'm saying? The different views and perspectives tonight.
Yes, and if you just tapping in, you know, One Order Radio, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., you know what I'm saying? CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. And, you know, we like to discuss a lot of different controversial things. You know what I mean? We talk about music, diet, history, culture, all of the above. Shooting out that knowledge, baby.
Like
politics, slugs. Ooh, I'm feeling the
urban.
Yeah, I'll be feeling the rhythm.
Urban.
Here to give you knowledge, boy.
Urban.
From that mental prison.
Urban.
I'll be just feeling the rhythm.
Urban.
I'll just be feeling the rhythm.
Urban.
Here to give you the knowledge. Free you from a mental prison.
Urban.
Woo! And we are talking about trauma. We're talking about uprising. We've been talking about nationalism. Because my man Guilty Black started off with the nationalism. And I really wanted to talk about this, right? Because when nationalism was seen and heard, right, in the West, it was through white supremacy. And when Elijah, right, well, we'll start with Marcus, because Marcus, you know what I'm saying, Marcus Garvey was the one that really brought that. Actually, I'd credit that. But Marcus also got his inspiration from Booker T. Washington.
Yes, yes.
And Booker T. Washington, you know, at the Atlanta Compromise Conference, you know, he talked about that, you know, the original people in the wilderness of North America, they needed to stop looking for the social equality through the court system, and that they needed to learn how to get trades, learn how to read and learn how to write, and build up their own communities. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, so Marcus Garvey got a lot of his, you know, inspiration from reading Booker T. Washington's books. And so, yes, Marcus Garvey, he really started that black nationalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
To feel proud of your
heritage,
nation.
Be who you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. And there ain't, and so this is the thing, you know, kind of, and it ties in with what Digi's talking about, right? It's because it's like when, as a collective, you know, black people in America, right? started to, you know, uplift their consciousness, they were seen as terrorists, right? And when a group gets labeled as a terrorist, all hands on deck with every agency. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
CIA, FBI, all of them.
But that's the FEAR, right? And that's the fear, right?
Absolutely.
That's the fear, absolutely, right? And do we study another man's fear, or do we, you know, have to keep building, right?
You have to keep building. Right. You have to keep building. And listen, man, there's people who actually are out there doing it on a very large scale. People are doing it on a medium scale. People are doing it on a small scale. And there's people that ain't doing nothing at all except for adding on to the weak and wicked ways of that which who they were taught by. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes down to, you know, why is it that, you know, I pose a question also to the listener, right? Is that, you know, why is it that you know, the original people cannot unite fully?
Well, there's obstacles there, right?
Jim Crow.
Yeah, there's obstacles there, right? You know?
Jim Crow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally believe in that. Yeah, there's obstacles
Jim Crow
there, right?
Is why we can't get it together. Right?
And it's a game of numbers, man. I'm telling you, it's a game of numbers.
It's not our game, bro.
It's a game of numbers.
It is a game of numbers, and the fact is that, you know, we have the highest population, right, around the world. So this is factual, right? And I wanted to go back to what my man Digi was saying about those who are labeled indigenous that are here and not indigenous. So we have to be able to show and prove these statements, because these are big statements. You see what I'm saying? So when we look at the word indigenous, which means of the land, right? We have to stop as the original nation, right, of the planet Earth, right?
Earth, yeah.
We have to stop separating ourselves from those others, which we call brown, yellow, and red. Because if you truly know the knowledge, then you would know that those are your brothers and sisters, regardless to whom or what. It does not matter about the mixing, because the mixing happened on a global scale. But what we have to stop doing is being like, oh, you different because of that, or you're different because of that. Because one who truly has knowledge knows that, you know, the black man is God and God created all things. So therefore, those are his brothers and sisters and his children. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about, oh, they're not that and we're not this. Nah, man. If you're going to teach it, teach it right. Black, brown, and yellow seed, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all one. That's where we first have to start. Because it was the tricksters who came in and told us that we are all different. Because when you look at all aspects of the planet Earth, right? In every major continent, yes, the original man was already there. You understand? It was already there. That's why we can say that black people are the fathers of civilization. You know what I'm saying? We can say that because everywhere that you go on every continent, we civilized people, right? We showed them how to live. You understand? And we brought great technologies, right? Which civilization means is to advance technologically is one definition, one manifestation of that word. So when we're talking about being civil, right? We're talking about being able to not act out in fear or anger, but to be able to act out and to be able to respond in calmness, because we're doing the one, right? We're observing. But you can't always just stay in the one, because you have to take it to the two, which is the application of what you know. So, or you can teach somebody else, right? Because it's not just about staying in the one. So, you know, to clarify, right? The statement of those who are here. I mean, we can definitely show and prove in the northern aspect of America, right? And the south and central, right? As you can look at the Olmec, right? The Olmec, which civilized the Inca, which civilized the Aztecs, right? This is shown and proven, right? So, yes. On a scale. And when we look at, even just for example, when you look at the deities that have been carved or painted, right? They're always black, right? That's another way to show the black man's God. right? But my point is that when we're making statements, we have to be able to show and prove that. It can't just be talking about, like, No, man, you got to show and prove that. How can you show and prove that they are not indigenous to this land? You know what I'm saying? How can we show and prove that, right? So, you know, it's, you know, when we're talking about trauma, right? The definition of trauma is injury, right? So the injury, both mentally and physically, right? Always the mental first, because everything starts with the mind, right? It's the mindset that must change. It's the mindset. Yes, we can obviously see that there are brothers and sisters that may not be on the same mindset as a universal collective mind, right? Because we have been taught through, like I said earlier, religion, right? A brother over there is not going to get, the black Israelite over there ain't going to agree with the Christian. The Christian ain't going to agree with the Muslim, right? The Muslim and the Christian and the black Israelite might not agree with those who represent the Kemet, you know, the Hotep, right? They might not agree with 5%. Regardless to whom or what, it's all of these ideas that have been placed in the minds of the original people that has created the separation. You see what I'm saying? One aspect of creating the separation, that is trauma. Because my brother over here came from Jamaica, me and him ain't the same. Because my brother came from Grenada, we ain't the same. Because my brother came from Nigeria, we ain't the same. Right? Because my brother, who was born in Germany, ain't the same. Right? Because my brother was born in Japan or China, we ain't the same. Because my brother was born in India is not the same. Because my brother was born in Panama and so on, and Mexico and all these, they're not the same. Right?
My black puppy.
You know what I'm saying? Right? That one is a whole nother, we could have a whole different show on that, right? You know what I'm saying? You know? But the whole point is that that is, like, that is the biggest trauma, is the separation, that everybody think that they different. You know what I mean? And that's not what it is.
Yo, man, what did Kendrick say?
What did Kendrick say?
They ain't like us. It's a hit. They ain't like us, bro. We're magnificent.
Magnetic, man, you know? And that's what I'm saying, right? I just got a different view of it, you know what I mean? Because
they not like us, like, when we're... Go ahead, Guilty. Pardon us all.
No. It's okay. I'm just saying, you know? It's like, I got a different vision, bro. You know what I mean? And you just can't...
And you're entitled to that.
Yeah, I am, man. You can't just dwell and be pity-potting, right? Like, expecting somebody else to give you something, right? Sometimes you just gotta go get it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It's where you focus your mind, right?
True indeed, man. You know what I mean? And, like, look, I think that...
I focus on my family.
I think that... for example, for me, you know, another thing that I want to add on to Digital's original statement of, like, you know, the question of, you know, do you be angry or do you submit? And it's like, when I started getting knowledge of self through the nation, right, is that when I started going through the degrees, right, and for those who don't know, you know, within the 5% nation, you know, we have Supreme Mathematics, Supreme Alphabet, and, you know, we study 120, right? Is a set of lessons that was given to us, right? Manifested by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which also the Supreme Understanding, which was given to us by, you know, Allah, you know, the Father of the Nation, right? So, but when we look at 120, right? When I started going through, you know, 120, and we memorize this, so this is all on the mind, right? Is that there's certain things in there that made me feel angry. You know what I'm saying? I can admit that, right? And I think that that's the process of knowledge of self, because then you start to see, and you're like, you start to know first, and then you start to, and you look back at your experience, and then you start to understand and see. It's like, oh, okay, but this is the part of, you know, this is the aspect of taking something from knowledge to born, is that once you are, you're always infinitely studying willfully, right? But when you have a steady foundation of who you truly are and what you've done, what you're doing now, what your predecessors and what your ancestors potentially have done, right? Depending on who you are. Me personally, I don't look at it from a hate aspect anymore. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't look at it from an anger aspect anymore. Mm-hmm. Sure, there's some things that make me, you know, I'm like, oh man, that's whack, right? But the fear that was planted by the devil in my heart as a young boy does not exist to the extent that it once did. And the hate, whether that's self-hate or that's hatred to other people, because hatred and anger is not the frequency.
No. Hatred and anger are not the same.
My brother, when we look at anger, especially on when we look at in the psychological field, right? Or the psychiatry field, any type of field that deals with something called like the feeling wheel. Yo, anger is a secondary emotion, bro. It's not a primary emotion. The primary emotion is fear.
Okay.
It's fear.
I said hate and anger are not the same. I'm angry. Not me personally. I would be angry the Chiefs lost. But I don't hate the Eagles.
Well,
how about that?
I would say it's subjective because some people say they do. Straight up. Some people hate the Eagles. Some people do. Okay. Right?
But see what I'm saying, man? I'm angry they lost, but I don't hate the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
In simple terms.
Yeah. And I think that it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we go through certain emotions, we experience them. However, you know, the emotion that you stay in becomes your mood. The mood that you stay in becomes your personality. You know what I'm saying? The personality becomes what? The personal reality. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, it's like, okay.
That's why I try not to dwell on the negative aspect of that, right? Because, you know, I mean, when I was younger, yeah, like you said, you know, when you start, you know, start getting knowledge yourself, yeah, you get very angry, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're lied to, you're cheated, you know, you're robbed, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to overcome that, right?
We're distracted in those days. How about you're not a Gen X, are you? You're a millennial, correct?
Millennial is what? Late 80s, right?
Guilty, you're a Gen X, correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm an X all over.
Yeah, I'm an X, too. And I would like to point out to Hardbody, I think he's a millennial. Definitely not a Gen X. And no offense to that. It's with your programming thing, let's just give an example.
What programming are you talking about?
The life programming.
Okay.
Life programming. Media, everything. Me and Guilty, in our youth, spent a lot of time playing sports.
So did I.
Not that you didn't. But the younger ones.
But we really did. No,
seriously. But seriously speaking, kids today aren't out there joining sport teams. They're distracted by the internet and the computers and the games and the things like that. I know that because I have children. I see it. And that's not to say that the kids don't go to the gym and work out and stuff like that. But, I mean, even in their fandom, they're more interested in social media and clicking pictures and, you know, whatever nonsense things they're doing in their youth, because they're allowed to. We just didn't have it. We didn't have such distractions. We had different minds. Now, you talk about they change things or things happen. When hip-hop, and this is a hip-hop show, the inception of hip-hop was not to destroy each other. Most artists barely even cussed. Most artists didn't, you know, they wouldn't promote alcohol or cigarettes. Not to say they didn't drink or smoke, and not to say that they didn't commit crimes to help feed the hip-hop or the parts of hip-hop they dealt with. They just didn't discuss it because we weren't bragging about our situations to get where we were. It was a more uplifting thing that we could all circle around because it made us all feel a way to the point where it was recognized as something that could be monetized. And just, you know, you don't have to be angry, okay, at ignorance. And you don't have to be angry, you know, even for us Gen Xers, that all our artists that we used to love that, you know, might be gay now. And it's okay to be gay. But they did tell us. People, you know, maybe would have come out better if they knew their favorite artist was gay. Just saying. They hid things from us. They hid what was going on, And they were just accepting things in order to sell our basic product of hip-hop to make it worth a lot of money. And the people that make the money off said hip-hop, which is not just a black thing, but black originally, we don't make that money. We are raped of the money. We are used for the money. All these kind of things. So, I mean, if you want to look at the situation, you as an artist, even Hardbody, you're an excellent artist. You're not getting Diddy money. And no disrespect for that. Maybe you just do it for the art. But the fact of the matter is you could be monetized for your popular, proper view of black things and black experience. Spit on a record, but that's not what they want to hear. They want to hear you killing people. They want to hear you, you know, smacking a bitch, pimping a hoe, you know, selling drugs on the block and telling on yourself for doing it. That's what they tell us to do. Now, if we were smart people, we just wouldn't do it. If we were smart people, we wouldn't promote all these products that have nothing to do with us, don't even want us to wear their stuff. I mean, you remember the knives with what hit a figure and all that. They don't want us to wear that stuff. But we weren't buying it in the store. We were getting it how we got it. And that's what he didn't like. But then when they seen how it can monetize, it became okay. So if we're not seeing how magnificent we are from the silliest of things that we do, how other people can monetize it, make their money, and not even give us a piece, even steal our ideas and not give us a piece. You can't, look, you don't want to be angry about it, that's fine. If you don't mind being the guy that works in the mail world, is there even a mail room anymore? If you work, instead of being the CEO of the company and you're just happy making that mail room money, I mean, cool. You know, maybe you could shine on, you know, Digi who delivers newspapers. And is happy delivering newspapers because he gets enough bread and potatoes to eat. But you know, it's you still want to shine on the newspaper boy, and you're just a mailroom guy, and you're not the CEO. So this is what I'm talking about. We need to figure out how to take care of our own and stop giving it away.
That's the thing, though, right?
And that's not. I'm not trying to not let people get what they want to get, bro. Like, you know, they give us you look. We've talked about even your workplace, even in the school. I went to
Hold on.
I went to a field trip with my kid the other day, and I looked around in the class, right? And there was nobody that looked like my son. I'll give you even like my. I got locks in my head. My locks I had over 20 years. My locks are long. My kids know me with locks. My son did his locks this weekend, and my son, yeah, he has a white mom. But, you know, he's a black kid, you know. I'm not saying he's not half white, but he looks like a black kid. Another argument. But
he's caramel?
He's beautiful. He's beautiful. He's beautiful either way.
He is beautiful either way.
Okay,
man.
Intercept on that. I had an argument with somebody the other day who was trying to tell me that he's white. He's white, and you have to get over the fact that he's part black, and then he's also part white. I'm like, okay, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that he has a white mom. But does anybody see a white guy when you look at him?
Well, they're going to know the...
No. They're not going to know. They're going to not identify him as a white blonde guy. He's not. And that's okay. So why does somebody want to argue with me with the fact that he's white? Everybody is not a full black guy. We all got some other juice. Okay? That's facts. We're not all one thing. But the facts is when you look like something, that's what you are. So the little boy goes to... He's been fighting for his locks. He wants to look like Triple X Tentacion. He's obsessed with this guy. He's 7 years old. He wants to dye his locks blue when they come in and blonde and all kind of thing. And when the one person saw what he looked like, they immediately said, I don't like it. I don't like it. Because that's not what they're used to. They're not used to that. Locks and plaits and braids, that's our heritage. And maybe one day it will become style again and somebody will want to put it. And maybe they'll want to put it in his head at that time. But the fact is, it's heritage. He doesn't know that. He was scared to go to school with it on. He was scared of what the people would say.
Back to what Hardbody's saying. The devil put the fear inside the black babies, right?
Well, I'm not putting the fear in the black baby. And that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to make a point, my brother. I understand what he's saying, but I'm trying to promote culture in my kid. And it's hard to even pass it because he's, as a small child, he's feeling the pressure of what you just said. He's feeling that pressure when all he's trying to do another raid.
We all did, bro.
Well, brother, that's not fair to a child, my friend. That's what I'm saying.
Life is sometimes not fair, right?
Well, look, you it's Black History Month. There's nothing up in the school. He's not learning about himself. He's not nothing. He's not anything. Okay? We know when it's Chinese New Year. We know when it's Diwali. We know.
What did I say? It's a game of numbers. What is the percentage of black people in Canada?
3%? You're black. Would you like to organize with me then instead of telling me about the numbers? We're not business with the numbers.
Well, that there it goes. It goes to organization. Mm-hmm. It goes to people coming together to bring awareness, right?
You want to talk about numbers. I'm talking about what's going on with my youth and what the real thing is with my... That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what it looks like and what it might feel like.
So what are you saying about the youth?
What I'm saying about the youth? Yeah. I'm saying he's having to grow up and make decisions as a 7-year-old that he really shouldn't have to. Because like I'm trying to say, he should be learning how to read and count and all kind of thing. But when he goes in this public school, he is in a war. Donald Trump's kids didn't go to public school. Putin's kids don't go to public school. And in these schools, they're not teaching them the same crap they're teaching our kids. They're not teaching them that.
Well, that's why they pay for private school.
Well, right? I mean, and that, brother, you know what, to add on to that goes for any ethnicity in a public school. It's not just black people that are going through that. That's like
some kid just comes from Afghanistan. He can't speak a lick of English.
Like,
what do you think he's gonna go?
That's going on for every ethnicity, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, yeah, we can definitely.
It's not every ethnicity month.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, man.
So what are we getting at with that?
I'm talking about us.
I mean, even with the Black History Month, man. Like, let's just, you know what I mean? All because you know something doesn't know it. You don't always have to speak it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean I don't have to speak it?
You're
talking about you're a teacher, right?
Pardon?
If you're talking about you're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
So you teach what you know and you share with whom you want to share it, right?
So what were you?
Let's just make one thing clear is that I'm wise with who I share it with. Because not everybody is willing to receive the knowledge. And sometimes people think that they're getting the knowledge, but really they're getting trick knowledge. And sometimes they getting the knowledge, but their minds are not yet pruned or cultivated enough to even receive the knowledge properly.
Maybe they don't even hear a thing because they're not told anything. How about that? How about they're not even hip to what's going on? Because they'd rather play a video game or whatever the hell they're doing.
But you can, that's out of your control, right? You know, and back to politics and all that stuff. That's if a kid can sit there and go into a tournament and win $3 million for playing video games, why would he want to go chase a ball around? Or what, you know what I'm saying? If he can do that because it's about money, right? That's what they breed the society on, right? Forget about the sports and the whole exercise, right? If the kid can make $500,000 coming in second at one of these tournaments, what do you expect? What do you expect him to do? Right? It's just different times, man.
It really is, man. It's just different times.
Right?
It is different times. And I can guarantee that you know, Guilty and Digital, you guys could definitely, not on the spot, but if you just sit and meditate, I guarantee you there was distractions in y'all lives, but they just weren't video games. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, back in the day?
They came in other forms, man. So it's not about...
Girls.
You know, like, bro, come on, man. We're talking about... There's so many, like, what? We want to talk about distraction? Like, come on, man. Like, let's be real here.
But it's different, bro.
Yeah.
There was no internet.
Yeah.
People communicated by going out.
Yeah.
Nightclubs.
Yeah.
Parties.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't like this.
Yeah, you know, man. I mean, the internet was just coming in when I was like a teenager, man. Like, come on, man. I was still.
Bro, you didn't know, like, you know, because you weren't old in the clubs and stuff like that. So I can't see how you would, you know what I mean? It's different, bro. It's different, bro. It was different. I don't know. It's hard to explain, right? But there was no internet. Mm-hmm. And communication and the way people communicated was much different, right?
Well, I can tell you this, that
they still sent letters and all that.